brutal battle. It'll get you drunk. That's my best Samuel L. Jackson, if you couldn't tell.
That was his best, just to let you know.
It's not good, so don't, you know, exactly. Don't expect me to do it.
Hey, guys, this sounds like Samuel L. Jackson.
Do you want to hear a better impression?
Sure.
I was working on one. There's a pod, a video podcast. It's Beer and Board Games, and it's these guys who just drink beers and they play board games. It's a lot of fun, and I should do something like this, but they have like a donate button on their page where you can donate money and then have instructions like, I'm going to donate like $20 to the show in order for someone to do an impression of a famous person, or I'm going to donate $5 to the show for one of the people on it to insult me right. on the podcast. You know, they do stuff like that, and that's how they raise money. I think it's pretty fun. So one of the guys was asked to do a gay Christopher Walken impression.
Interesting.
And it was pretty funny. I feel like I do a mediocre Christopher Walken.
Everyone
and I
was does working, some sort of Christopher Walken, so.
I was working on my gay version. I'm like, Christopher Walken, I'm very interested in getting a pedicure, maybe a manicure.
I like how you have to say your name before just to let everyone know that you are gay Christopher Walken.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm Christopher Walken. I can't do it, so I'm not even going to bother.
The guy also did a gay John Madden, which was kind of fun.
Interesting.
It's just funny stuff. Yeah. But anyway, not to poke fun at,
good stuff.
At gay guys, because it's just thinking about these people who are typically
if very, they had a flamboyant accent to their mannerisms.
Yeah, adding that in is kind of funny because it's people who are typically playing very manly characters in real life or in films or on TV. So it's just kind of funny. But anyway, you know what time it is, Mark? Do you have an inkling what time it is right now?
Looking at my watch, it says Hot Knowledge.
Hot knowledge. Yes, it is. That is correct. The hop for today is Hallertau, specifically Hallertau Mittelfrüh, if I said that right. Origin is Germany, if you couldn't guess from the Mittelfrüh.
Yeah. I thought it was Middle Earth, but...
Middle Earth, yes. Hallertau Middle Earth. It is commonly used by the orcs in their meads.
Ah, yes.
Now, the description is mild and pleasant. It is a noble spice and herbal aroma and flavor. Details, a lot of details on this one. Hallertau Mittelfrüh is one of the four noble hop varieties. It's named after the Hallertau or Hollandau or Holladau region in central Bavaria, which is where it was first grown. Only called Hallertau Mittelfrüh if it's grown in its original growing region. Hallertau refers to this entire class of hops with similar genetic makeup regardless of region. This variety can go by many other names, usually based on the region in which the hops were grown. Original German hop lager and prized for its flavor and aroma characteristics. Uses, bitterness, flavor, and aroma, so for everything. Substitutions for this hop, Crystal, Herzbrucker, which I never heard of, Liberty, Mount Hood, and tradition hops. And some examples of this hop are Hofbräu München, as well as Sprecher's Generation Porter.
I've heard of Sprecher's.
You haven't heard of Hofbräu?
Oh, no, I haven't heard of Hofbräu.
Should I have heard of Hofbräu? They do a lot of German-style beers. I guess maybe I had heard of Hofbräu because I went to college, Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, and Ohio has like a very large German... influence there.
Mm-hmm.
So Hofbräu is available, and also, you know, I remember seeing it when we went to in Cincinnati went to a Oktoberfest, which was a lot of fun. You know, they had like the Oompa band and everything.
They don't do an Oktoberfest around here.
Sure they no yeah, they do a... that like the Timonium okay. Fairgrounds. Yeah, they do that.
Have you ever been there?
Nah. I mean
have you ever been to the beer fests like around the state, or they not have many?
No, not really. I mean, I went to one of the beer festivals at the fairgrounds to do some video work for Duclaw one year when they did their Colossus release.
So is it essentially like Maryland breweries getting together And then you got maybe your national brands
yeah.
doing stuff. So it's yeah. not really the stuff you're looking for, I
right.
guess.
Yeah. I will note right now, because I'm reaching for it, we're still drinking those Game of Thrones beers. Well, I mean specifically the Take the Black yes. Stout. I did sip a little bit more of the Fire and Blood. And the
I'd
Fire
like to
and
taste
Blood
it while it's warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, for me, like stouts, I kind of like them to warm up a little bit more. I feel like the roasty characteristics and the coffee come out a lot more, and it's just so much more satisfying with warmer. Thinking about just not chilling stouts anymore.
Yeah, just leave them, pop them open. Well, I mean, it's that thing where they taste so different when they're cold and then when they're warm, but you can't, you can go from cold to warm, but not really warm to cold when you open it up. Yeah. So you lose your carbonation.
Yeah, that's pretty true. But
not to say you couldn't have one that was cold and then the one that was warm, so then you have to buy two each. And then,
and then the logistics are totally screwed.
It's too much. It's too much.
The math is killing your brain at that point. So speaking of stouts, I know there's a beer that you had recently that you've, I believe, been enjoying that's a stout.
Storm King
by...
I like to call it Storm Knight. But it's by Victory, but I do like to call it Storm Knight for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. It's just it sounds like a better name. But
I think Storm King is cool.
Storm King is cool, but I don't know. Whenever someone says, what was it? I think it was Storm Knight. Oh, wait. I mean, I'm a blithering idiot. It's okay. But I don't know. It's like King Knight, close enough. But, you know, it's a good stout. My whole problem is when I don't drink beer often.
Yeah.
So when I go into the liquor store, you get a text from me like, what's good? I'm kind of tired of doing that because maybe I want to... I did get the Foo Bark for and Kyle really enjoyed that. That was the first time
dog.
I bought it.
Yeah,
like, I feel like maybe I should go in there and do the mix six of just stouts and
just
then maybe
stuff.
Do like an IPA and then,
you
know.
You
I'm just afraid to spend money on stuff that I'm just like, I'm not going to drink anymore. This.
I hear you. Yeah,
but
hear
hey, you know.
Yeah, doing the mix six pack is always a good idea because then you can just... You know, you're not saddled with an entire six-pack of something
right.
if you don't like it. You can just kind of try one of each, and then you can go back and buy a whole six-pack if you like something. It is a lot pricier to do the mixed six-pack, but...
Do they have a price per, like, $2 per bottle or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is
like,
it $2 per bottle, or is it...
It depends on what
depends
beer
on
it is.
So I can't stick, like, three 650... Even though you probably couldn't, your 1050s inside the bottle...
It's always more expensive to buy individual beers than it is to buy them as a six-pack. So, I mean, that's just the way it is, man. Yeah. But Storm King by Victory Brewing.
That's good.
That is a nice stout.
Yeah.
It's a nice stout.
Very good
and I'm going to be
stout.
Honest. You know, you said that you text me usually when you go to the liquor store to ask
what
I'm recommending.
Like, usually I'll end up seeing something or... And then texting you, is this any good? Or I'll just ask. But
I actually like when you do that. It kind of feeds my ego.
It
I like
does. It's like, oh, I'm pretty good at this.
It's like people value my opinion.
You know, your
and
recommendations.
Like that.
And that's
people
good.
Value my opinion.
Usually
nice.
I send a double text to you and Kyle, but you're always first to get back to me. Kyle will get back to me 2 hours later. And I'm like, I'm not at the liquor store anymore, man.
But then Kyle's going to send you a text and be like, buy this beer that I think is great, but when I taste it blind, I think
exactly.
it's terrible. So I'll break it down for you, like, buy the stuff that I've tasted blind.
But see,
and I
one
know
day
good.
I want to surprise you guys with a good beer, which I kind of did with Foo Bark. But
Yeah.
That seems like that's a, they change the recipe every, seems like it's seasonal. Because I didn't see it last time I was there, but it seems like it's seasonal and they change the recipe. So
that's possible. They do that with beers. Like, there are certain beers that, like, one year they're going to do this with it, and the next year they're going to make a small
change. But when they make a good one, you need to call them and be like, stop, you made a good beer, please.
Okay.
Because all your other ones were crap.
That recipe right there, gold. Don't alter that stuff.
Exactly.
Please do not alter that stuff. Yeah, I hear you on that. I did have, you know, some interesting topics to bring up, you know.
Topics I know nothing about, but we'll go with it anyway.
Well, you can, you know. Well, one thing is, and I know you were aware of this because you were involved in voting, I won a beer naming competition that was
Smokey
pretty awesome.
And the
Smokey and the Bois?
Bois.
But I say Bois. Smokey and the Boys.
Right.
Anyway, to give everyone the knowledge on this, I subscribe to a rare beer of the month club through beermonthclub.com.
I could have sworn you said that wasn't very good.
No. That was the Amazing Club's Beer of the Month Club. That was shit.
Okay.
Nobody should subscribe to Amazing Club.
That's why I was like, I could have sworn I remember his Beer of the Month Club was pretty terrible, so why am I voting for this?
No, that's the Amazing Club. Okay. That was garbage. I stopped that. Done with it.
Okay.
Garbage.
So this is called
BeerMonthClub.com.
Okay.
Awesome. They do great Beer of the Month Clubs. Their rare Beer of the Month Club is phenomenal.
So you do both, or is it like a package that you can buy?
I just do the rare. Okay. And it is a little pricey, though, I will say. And
tell me the price. I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
It's like $45 a month.
And how many beers do you get a month?
Two.
Are they bomb? Like bomb?
Yeah, okay. Like 750 milliliter bottles, so or like 22 ounces. I mean,
for rare beers at $20, and you're...
And that's including shipping and handling.
That's not... I mean, that's not...
But the thing is, if you want to get more than 1 month, it really starts to kind of... It starts to add up very fast.
Oh, yeah. I can see if you were doing it monthly that... $50 a month for, you know, that's $600 a year.
What I like to do with it, because I have so much other beer at the house, I like to space it out. So I'll get like a 6 month subscription, but I'll say to just do it every other month throughout a year. So it'll feel like I'm getting a year, but I'm not actually getting a year.
You're thinking a rare bomber, $20 at Wine World or something, 20-40 plus. Shipping, I mean, you're probably getting a deal expensive. Considering shipping alone is probably $15 or something. So it's not too bad. In terms of rare beers, it's not bad. In terms of spending money, a general person would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, definitely.
I see where you're going. Like, Kyle would be like, you're crazy. And he even likes beer.
And I've definitely, when you put it that way, I've definitely, at a liquor store, paid like $30 for a bottle.
Well, I bought that peach beer in
the Berliner Weiss from Perennial is a peach Berliner Weiss. Oh,
like good beer in New York City, and that was a $22 beer. Yeah. So
it was a good beer. It was a good Berliner Weiss. Right. It tasted like peaches, like crazy.
Right.
But yeah, $22. I mean, it was a little much for that.
That's
one.
Expensive.
But anyway, so I have this rare Beer of the Month Club, which I highly recommend to anyone who's willing to spend the cash. It's really good.
Stu, where you at, Stu?
Mark's calling you out. He wants to see you getting that rare Beer of the Month Club. So they had a beer naming contest, and what they had done is they contacted three breweries and asked them to craft beers specifically for their rare Beer of the Month Club. It was The Brewery out of California, spelled B-R-U-E-R-Y. Schmaltz Brewing, that does all like the Hebrew line, and Cigar City out of Florida. So what they then did is they had anyone who's actually a member of their rare Beer of the Month Club could submit three beer name ideas for each of those three beers.
Oh, okay.
And they had a description of what the beer was so that you could, you know, maybe incorporate that in the name. So I remember doing it like immediately when it went up, and I'm like, yeah, I'll take a stab at it. It'd be fun to name a beer if I got it through. So they had the breweries themselves pick three finalists for each of the beers. And I was very surprised to find out that one of mine was a finalist. Yeah. And the finalists, they would then put on the website, and everyone could vote on those. So I didn't get any for Cigar City or for Schmaltz Brewing, but I got one for the brewery for their beer. And it was it's a blend of a bunch of their existing beers, and then they're aging them in like a smoky oak barrel.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so one of the beers was Bois, B-O-I-S. But, you know, in a play on words, you can look at it as boys.
Which is what I thought when I first saw it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And so I came up with the name of, because it was going to be aged in a smoke barrel, I came up with the name Smokey and the Boys, or Smokey and the Bois. And so I, you know, as soon as I found out, excuse me, that I was one of the finalists, I posted up on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, my friends, please help me, you know, vote for this and pass it along. And in the end, it paid off because I won. I won the contest, and it was really awesome. So I'm going to get 6 free months subscription.
Wow.
Yeah, which is like a $270 value right there.
That's impressive, yeah.
So that's nice. And then I'm going to have a beer that I named, and I'm going to get one of those beers. And you always have the option of purchasing a few extra, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, I've got to purchase
it's going to be tried on here.
Yeah, oh, of course. Sure. Of course. If you think that it wouldn't, you're crazy.
Yep.
So I was just super psyched about that. So Smokey and the Boys, Smokey and the Bois, we'll try it on the show when it comes out. I don't know when it's going to be. It might be a while. It might be like a year. It might be less than that. Who knows? But when I have it, we'll try it on the show, and maybe you'll be on.
Perhaps.
But super psyched about it. You know, it's I just feel like it's really, really fun. It makes me feel cool to have a beer by like a well-known brewery that I can point to and I can say, you see this beer? I named this beer.
Mm-hmm.
So Smokey and the Boys, man. Smokey and the Boys.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's exciting.
So thanks for your support.
No problem.
I appreciate that. And anyone else out there listening, because I know I put it on Twitter.
Okay.
So if anyone listening, you know, voted as well, thank you very much. It means a lot to me, so thank you. Another topic I wanted to talk about real quick. First of all, in Maryland, we did pass the growler law, which is something we had talked about. I talked about with Mike on this show, where you're going to be able to have growlers filled at liquor stores.
Okay.
I believe it's starting like July 1st. You're going to be able to do
usually
that.
Usually that's the start of the new fiscal year for government.
Yeah. So so Wine World's going to start having beers on tap so you can have growlers filled.
Will there be any difference in the beers on tap?
Yes. Mike is being smart about it, and he said it on the show that they're only going to have on tap what they can't get otherwise in the store. So those will be exclusive things that you're not going to get any other way. Okay. So that's going to be awesome. That's really cool. But in addition, we had another law passed for beer in Maryland where they're allowing craft brewers to sell beer at farmers markets.
Wow.
It is now legal to do that. And Rebecca went to the farmers market 2 weekends ago, I believe, was like the first day of the farmer's market being open in Bel Air, Maryland. And she came back and I'm like, were there any brewers there? Like, was anyone selling
probably
beer?
Probably not.
No, there weren't.
Nah,
there weren't.
I think so.
So also, I don't know if it went into effect yet. That's
okay.
The other thing. I'd have to check.
Probably not. Usually those laws are like July or October
yeah.
in terms of being passed and being legal.
So do you have any feelings on that, like being able to buy beer at a farmer's market? I feel like that's kind of weird. I mean, it's cool.
The problem is that you just have some random person brewing a beer in their basement selling, which maybe you find a diamond in the rough, but most likely you're just going to find a lot of rough.
Well, I don't know exactly what the law says, if it's basically like, if you're a home brewer, you can do it. Or if you have to be, like, an established, like, brewery. So, I don't know. I hope it's as open as if you're a home brewer.
Right.
Because that would be kind of cool.
I just don't see the benefit of, you know, a brewery going in there and saying, hey, you know, come to the farmer's market where, you know, this isn't their... Oh, what am I trying to say?
It's not their...
This isn't
stage.
Their market for this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like...
Like, it'd be
exactly.
weird if you go to the Bel Air Farmers Market and there's flying dogs.
Exactly.
And they're like, we're selling our beers.
You might have, you know, someone like yourself who's into the knowledge of what's going on. But for the most part, you're just going to have your random people who are there to buy fresh vegetables. Not saying, oh, I came here to get green peppers, but I see brewed beer over there from Flying Dog. Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, you might run into it, but for them to, you know, then they probably have to give tastes and things like that because you're going into a new market. I mean, maybe in the future, but I don't see it, especially now, happening because...
Well, I don't
see the point for them because...
I think it's weird, like, I wonder how this came about in the first place. Like, who was, like... pushing for this legislation, like, we need to be able to sell craft beer at farmers markets, you know, because I feel like you were saying, the majority of people are going to farmers markets, they're like, I'm gonna get some vegetables,
right.
Some fresh
I
local
mean, unless
vegetables.
There's some sort of something I don't know about,
yeah.
maybe it's some law that helps him something else, or you know what I mean, like, or opens up legislation for being able to brew your own beer to sell at a garage sale. I don't know, you know.
Garage.
Yeah, garage sale. Why not? You just brewing a beer and you sell it at a garage sale.
I see you looking at those squirts
exactly.
that we have available for $2. Would you like to try some of the beer I made sure. in my basement?
Exactly.
That'll be $5 for a 6-pack. Be something like that. But maybe this was pushed by a like homebrewers community. You know, maybe it's a situation, and once again, I don't know in the law if homebrewers are allowed to sell or not. I would think it probably would be, because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for, like,
right.
the large established craft brewers to sell there. But maybe homebrewers pushed for it, and we're basically like, look, we're homebrewing, we're sharing beer with people all the time. We want to see if maybe we can make a little money at it, just, like, at a local farmer's
maybe,
market.
I would think it's more for the homebrewers than the,
definitely.
Than the people.
I think it's interesting.
Like, oh, I grew these peaches, now here's a peach beer. That makes sense. Flying okay. Dog coming in and saying, hey, look at all these beers we have to try. They got festivals at, you know, liquor stores for that.
Yeah. So, and, you
unfortunately,
know,
I don't see that being, you know, great for someone like yourself. I mean, unless you want to try someone's crappy home brewers, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they become the next Flying Dog, who knows?
Yeah, and you never know, because there's so many
exactly.
new breweries that keep popping up around here.
Exactly.
From what I had heard, there's supposed to be like something like 16 new breweries in Maryland over the next 2 years. So they're popping up all the time,
yeah.
man. They're all over the place. You never know. Anyway, we talked a while about some cool stuff, and we need to get down to business. Get down to brass tacks. Okay. So Mark has to
I have
go
to
take,
go urinate.
Mark's
so got to
take
talk.
He's like motioning. He's like,
yeah.
I got to pee. I got to
so
pee.
So the professional can tell
no, no,
what
no.
it looks like.
Go ahead and pee. I'll start on the coloration and the aromas. He's got to go upstairs. So anyway, so beer A and beer B. A looks more of like a brown amberish coloration to it. And B is more of like a golden hue with a little bit of orange to it. B is very, very clear. It's very see-through. A is also pretty clear, but a tad bit on the hazy side. Neither of them really have much of any head, but I would say A, which is the darker coloration, has more head than B. But once again, you know, neither of them have too much head. So that said, let me go ahead and start swirling on A. Oh my god, it smells spicy. There's a lot of spice in there. I feel like I'm getting some cardamom, maybe some coriander in this, right off the bat. That's really interesting. A little bit of hop notes to it. It's not too malty either. Yeah, but it kind of kicks your nose with this spicy characteristic to it. So I'm going to be interested to see what Mark says when he comes back.
I'm back. Sorry, I ruined the episode. By
totally fine.
I have a bladder the size of a walnut, so.
We know. I already talked about the coloration difference, so that's good. But what do you get on the nose when you first smell that? It's kind of spicy to you.
Definitely spicy.
What kind of spices are you picking out?
Coriander.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, coriander
isn't
a little.
Isn't that your go-to?
Well, I mean, now it is. Coriander, a little cardamom, I feel like.
I don't know spices well enough. I mean, I could smell a nutmeg. Obviously,
are you
coriander
familiar...
now. I could smell a nutmeg
or something
like that.
Are you
familiar with
chai? With, like, chai spices?
Yeah, sure.
Chai has cardamom in it. So if you smell anything that's a little chai-like, it's kind of like chai
tea. Yeah, I smell that.
That's cardamom.
It smells similar to a previous beer we had in a previous episode.
Yeah, it does. A little bit. But it's the coloration is very
yeah,
different.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So it's kind of throwing me off a little bit. This could be like a Belgian double or something like that. I don't know. But it's not... Well, it would be filtered because it's not all that hazy, honestly. Are you picking up any other... Any different notes on
honestly,
this
honestly, I don't smell much...
It's just like spices.
It's, Smell a lot of spice, and that's it.
Okay, well, let's go ahead.
Smell posh, sporty. Yeah.
All the Spice Girls.
Exactly.
Smell all the Spice Girls. Yeah. It's so spicy.
Exactly.
Makes me want to watch Spice World.
Wow.
Whoa, what is that? It tastes like flowers. Doesn't it taste like flowers?
It's like pollen.
Jesus.
That is the most interesting taste I've ever had on
what
a beer.
What the hell? Legitimately, it tastes like flowers. Like, with a little bit of sugar added. Like, rose
Like,
petals?
You were just munching on some potpourri. It's really good.
Yeah, like eating potpourri, yeah. Kind of. That is really... That's
and
really
now
odd.
That I smell it, I can see where the taste comes from.
This beer is... Wow, that's crazy. Mm.
Is that a cinnamony? Like,
that? Yeah, I could see a little bit of cinnamon.
But there's a real taste there, and I don't know what it is. I'm not going to pretend to know what it is. But there is a very pronounced flavor.
I think why we're saying like potpourri is the mixture of somewhat significant hop presence with some of these spices, like the coriander and the cardamom, and maybe a little bit of cinnamon.
I mean, what you smell is what you taste. Just, it's...
More flowery.
It smacks
than
you in the face, though.
That is really weird. I've never tasted beer like that.
Like, honestly, it kind of tastes like a flowery spray that you you drop the deuce and you're like, hey man, just spray some. I'm gonna spray this beer. Apparently,
spray this. Yeah, I just dropped juice. It smells so bad here. I'm just gonna throw this beer all over the walls.
I tasted this flavor before, but I don't know what it is, and it's not good in a beer. So I'm done. It's interesting, but
it's intriguing. It is intriguing. It's kind of, yeah. I don't know. I'm confused. It's really confusing me because it's interesting, and I like interesting, but at the same time, like, it's not something I definitely want to drink a lot of.
Like. This is one of those beers, again, that if you got, like, those little shot-like glasses at Duclaw, like your mixes, your taste tests, or whatever they are. I can't think of the wording. This would be an interesting...
Samplers?
Yeah, samplers.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I don't know. But that'd be an interesting beer to taste, but...
Taste it and be like, okay, that was interesting.
But if you're like, man, I gotta find a bomber of this, man.
No. Yeah,
My taste buds couldn't handle it. Eventually, yeah. You would not, if you had a full glass of this, you wouldn't be able to have another beer because your taste buds would be wrecked.
Yeah, I agree with that. There is a lot of flavor in that, and it's very aggressive.
They're not shy about the flavor. Like, I don't taste, I don't feel like there's any much alcohol.
I feel like this has
got to... It hides the alcohol so well because it's so, like...
I feel like this could be a beer that has, like, legitimate, like, flower nectar in it. Because it's got kind of like the sweet sugariness to it, but it's also got like the very flowery quality.
I mean, it doesn't have a bad flavor, it's just it's too much.
Yeah, it's aggressive. It is. Well, let's go to the lighter beer B. Let's talk about the aromas on that. Kind of smells like honey. Get a little bit of hops. Are you getting anything? My nose is starting to close up for some reason.
I get something, but I don't know if you want me to say what it smells like.
No, go ahead. I don't care.
Smells like weed, man.
It
smells like not something that somebody smoked, but if you were to smell it like before it was.
Okay.
Which, I mean, essentially you're talking about a plant, you know.
Hops are closely related to cannabis, so
that's
that could be where you're getting it.
It smells like RJ.
Smells like RJ. You don't partake in that.
No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, police officers who are listening.
I do get a little... Yeah, I get a little citrusiness to it.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit of...
hops and citrus.
Like a little orange rind on there.
That's what I smell.
Yeah, there's some hops in there. But it's also got, like, that kind of honeycomb scent, in my opinion. I hope this is not an IPA. Based on the scent, I mean, the flavor could be a different story. But we'll have to suss that out. I'm going to taste it.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot going on there.
Pretty bland.
It's a little watermelon-y to me when I taste it. A little watermelon in the finish. I don't think there's actual watermelon in it. I just think it's some of the flavors coming together, like low hopping and like that honeycomb type flavor to kind of make it a little watermelon-y.
I mean, well, would you consider this another session IPA? I don't get a lot of hops. I don't get a lot of flavor. I just get.
It could be another session IPA, but I'm going to be honest. Even for a session IPA, I don't think it has enough.
It's
flavor.
Boring. It's a very boring beer.
Yeah.
While this one is like the most non-boring beer you can get, A, and B is like this, and maybe that's it. Maybe our taste buds are just so slammed with A.
Well, I got some crackers over there, so yeah. If you want to hit up a cracker, and we have water as well.
Although I still think B is kind of just...
Did a thorough rinsing with my water.
I still think B's kind of...
There's
nothing about B that is...
I perceive hops in B, but it's more of like a piney hop flavor to it, and it's not even
a good word for it.
It's not even that pronounced either. It's just kind of like it's kind of there. And I'm going to be honest, if this is something like a session IPA, because it's very light in its body, I kind of feel like you don't want to use Pioneer hops for a session IPA. I feel like you want to use citrusy hops for a session IPA because the little amount of flavor you're going to get should be something nice and refreshing as opposed to something like on the piney side, which I don't know, just kind of tastes a little crappy. It's not feeling
this is there's nothing to say about this beer because there's nothing about this beer to say. It's just a beer that has some hops and like it's just like some
just
maybe
exists.
Some maybe we found this. Did somebody find this at the Bel Air Farmers Market or at a garage sale?
Maybe Rebecca lied to me when she said there was no beer there, and she found some to put on the show.
She just found some dude, like, hey, pulls down his, I got some beer here.
I almost spit my
it's
beer
not,
out.
But
that
then
was
again,
funny.
There's nothing bad about it. It's just, there's nothing, it's just a beer. Maybe
yeah.
For somebody who's like, I've never had an IPA before. It's like, well, here's something that kind of tastes like it. Here's something that has,
right.
Or I've never had a beer that has hops in it. Here's a beer that has hops in it. This is
right.
What you're going to get. But
so for everyone who can't actually see what we're podcasting, which nobody can except us, why I almost spit my beer out and I was choking is because Mark was miming like shady back alley
exactly.
Dealings.
Like,
you know,
here's some jewelry, guys.
Yeah, when the person pulls out their trench coat, he's just like, hey, he's
yeah,
like,
man.
Hey, you want to buy some homebrew?
Exactly. That's
very
what I want to do.
Oh, yeah. So I went back to A, and that is crazy. That is a nutty beer. It's, God, there's so much flavor in there. It's really weird. It's very floral. Like,
I smell a lot of...
I've never tasted a beer that tasted as close to, like, actual flowers.
It's very, like, fallish. It's a very fall beer in terms of the spices that it has.
Yeah, oh, I could see that. No, it's weird.
It's got a lot of. I mean, I guess that's what you associate with fall is like spices and you know. And B.
B exists.
I'm ready to. Let's see.
B is there. It's a
B
beer.
B exists only for the sole reason
it's
to
a beer.
I don't know to be a beer to fill. It exists only to fill space at a liquor store.
And,
but I wouldn't give it a one simply because it's not a bad beer. It's just there's nothing
it's not
to
terrible.
It.
It's just
I won't give it a one.
Unremarkable.
I'll give it a two.
Okay. So.
Or maybe I'll give it. I don't know. That's just.
I feel like. Oh, God. I just tasted A again, and there's some particular flavor.
Oh,
in
yeah.
There
like, I can smell
I
it.
I know, and I can't figure it out right now.
Especially when I tilt it.
I'm getting the car. I am getting some cardamom, but there's a more sweet flavor that I know I've had before that I just can't figure it out at the moment. And I should be able to.
Maybe some apple? I don't know. I've had enough.
No. Okay. Anyway. Do you...
I'll give a deuce for A, man. A 2.
I'm going to 2 as well, honestly.
Just for the sole reason... I give it a 1, just, but there's something that's there that pushes
it. Oh, wait.
It to
you said a 2. A 2 for A.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I'm actually going to go a 3 on okay. A because the interest factor...
Okay.
I think it's interesting, and sometimes that's enough to boost it up a little bit for me.
Okay. And that boosts it from a 1 to a 2 for me. But.
Okay. So what do you want to put on B then?
God, it's like, it's not bad, but there's nothing good about it. So it's actually the opposite of A, where there's something special about A that pushes it up, that there's nothing special about B that pushes it down.
Well, I'll go first then and tell you that's why I'm giving B a 2.
I'll give
a 3 to A and a 2 to B. What are you going
for? I'll give it a 2.
Give it a 2. Okay.
I'll say... that if it had something special about it, I'd give it a 3, but it pushed it down. Same thing with this one, it gave it something special.
So find some sort of interesting something to put in it, like some licorice.
Yeah, if you mix them two together, they might actually have a flavor. I'll try
it. You gonna do it? Okay, well don't make a mess doing it, but, you know. Get that drip. We don't want no drips on the table. Drips. What do you got? Go ahead and try it. He just mixed
I'll say all it did was kind of... whatever A had in it kind of just diluted it a little bit.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and do it too. I'm going all the way on mine.
Like
I poured all A into B.
I still smell a lot of A, but it's diluted.
Well, it made the color exactly what you would think between the two would be.
I still get a lot of A. I still get a lot of A.
it's... Well, B was
B watered A down. That's essentially what happened.
Yes. So. Yes, it diluted.
And I'll give it a 2. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get to revealing.
If you pull out a flower petal in A, just
it's just
definitely. Yeah.
So B is the loser of this episode with an overall of 2. Do you want to take any sort of guesses?
I'll say it's a session IPA.
Nope. Okay. I feel like B is. You know, a really awful example of an IPA.
Okay.
So B with an overall 2 is 400-pound Monkey by Left Hand Brewing Company. It is an English style IPA.
Ah, English style. What makes
so Pioneer?
Ah, okay.
Type flavors.
Left
yeah.
Coast is the one that makes. They make a milk stout.
Yes. Okay. They make the, or no. This is Left Hand.
Oh, Left Hand.
Left Hand makes, left yes, coast. And they make the milk stout, correct.
It fits your name, I'm just saying.
Said to be one of the best milk stouts out there, and it is good, it is quite good. It's an English-style IPA with earthy, herbal hop notes, well-balanced by bready malt, 6.8% alcohol by volume. Oh, very interestingly enough, they put on here, enjoy at 40 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit in a pub glass. I like that they put that information on the bottle, but I don't like this beer.
I don't know how it being warmer or colder would make any difference. I feel like even warmer would make it that less bland.
Yes. So well, I mean, typically when a beer is colder...
Maybe it sort of opens up.
I don't know. Beers open up as a warm-up. When they're cold, it makes their flavors clam up. That's why things like Coors Light say drink it real
English
cold because it tastes like shit. Gone,
have been to England. I know that they have no ice there. So everything is just, everything is warm, essentially. I mean, not there. What did I think? I had Strongbow when I was there, and Foster's is huge in England for some reason. Everything was cold there, but, you know, I never really tried their stuff, but, you know. My cousin didn't have any ice in their refrigerator, so it was a hard thing to find ice there. And also their orange soda, even though it's like Fanta orange soda, tastes nothing like the Fanta orange soda we have here, just to let you know. And when you have, what did I have, like lemonade is not lemonade there, just to let you know.
So everyone knows overseas.
Nothing is the same as here. It really isn't. It's weird.
It's like just an alternate universe.
And you'll see how fucking clean it is there. How everything is clean. How everyone is nice. There's no crime, and everything's warm.
It's like walking through a mirror.
Exactly. Apparently. No air conditioning's nothing.
Wow.
Go to England.
I'm going to tell you that I drank both of the Game of Thrones beers while you were talking.
Okay,
and they are both.
I was a blithering idiot for a while.
No, you're good. But both of those Omegang beers are better than what we just had from the mystery beers.
For sure, this is a disappointment compared to previous episodes.
Oh, the last two episodes were really good. Yeah. You can't maintain that quality.
What was
all the time.
ABV on that? Or did it say? It?
Yeah, I did say it was.
It's gotta be small.
6.8. I will say this.
That's hidden very well, considering.
So. Left hand, you did a good job.
You hit
job
it well, yes. But you hit everything well, so there you go.
Exactly. You hit the flavor exactly. So well, you wouldn't even know that it was there.
Yeah.
Okay, so A with an overall of 2.5 and a very heavy bag.
So it's a bomber.
Yeah, it's a bomber, and there's some left in it. A is... Oh! Oddland Brown Ale by Elysian Brewing Company out of Oregon. Ginger berry.
Ginger. That is the taste. That's the taste. Ginger. Ginger, man.
It is 8% alcohol by volume. It says Oddland Ginger Berry Brown is a thicket of raspberry, blackberry, and boysenberry with a thorny touch of ginger.
A touch of ginger? This is ginger beer, essentially. I should have known what
that
was.
Well, just so you know, there was a lot left in this bottle.
And that is getting dumped out. maybe she wants to taste it just to taste it.
You know,
it's an interesting beer to taste. Like, if you had 10 friends, great beer. Great bomber.
Only if you have 10 friends, yeah, this is a good beer.
11? Nah. 9? No. But seriously, it's an interesting beer to taste, but... The ginger sort of, and that's what ginger does. It's a very strong spice.
I think this is a good example.
I do taste the berry, but...
Yeah.
But
definitely.
That ginger kind of overwhelms everything too much.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird mixture of things. I think if you leave the ginger out of there and it's just a bunch of berries, it would probably be a lot better. This is... A typical example of breweries just trying to do really crazy stuff, just because they can. Which honestly,
Dr. Seuss looking.
Yeah, it's a very Dr. Seuss looking label to it.
Yeah,
but I don't want to discourage doing things like this. I think it's actually a really good thing to just try and do crazy recipes because you never know what you're going to stumble upon.
I mean, this is like to say that you've had this beer is interesting. You know, it's not a beer you'd buy again, but I would recommend it for tasting it because maybe it hits your palate in some way where you're like, "Whoa, I effing love ginger, man."
Nobody's gonna go out and buy like tons of this beer just to have. I really don't think so. It's an experience beer, like a one time experience beer, and I'm glad that I've had it because it was an interesting experience. But
interesting note to the art.
What's that?
The Oddland series, a journey through the strange ingredients and imagination of Elysian brewers and Seattle artist Jim Woodring. So if you're a fan of Jim Woodring's art, there you go.
I don't even know who he is. But his art's kind of interesting, honestly. It's very Dr. Seuss-like. Very cool.
Grateful Dead, Dr. Seuss combo.
Same thing, whatever.
Yeah, man.
All the same vein. Well, cool. Tasting-wise, not the best episode, but... An interesting episode, nonetheless. Thank you, everyone, for listening to us. Got to do the plug. Send us emails, whatever. You know, if you want to tell us that, you know, we did something wrong or we did something right, or you just want to share some information with us, you can send us an email at brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. Check out our website at brutalbattle.com. Give us, please give us reviews and ratings on iTunes. Just search Brutal Battle. It really helps us when you do that. We want to become very visible. And I will say that we should, if we don't have it up by now, have finally an actual logo for Brutal Battle, which should help us with getting more views out there. having more people look at us and hopefully increasing in popularity so that, you know, more people
can share. So we can get paid for this.
So we can continue to not get paid for this, basically.
Sponsors, man.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Breweries, if you're listening, if anyone knows a brewery that should contribute to this show, contact them. Say, hey, there's this podcast called Brutal Battle. It's pretty cool. Maybe you should send your beers in there.
You can have my exquisite palate taste your beer.
Yes, you could. And that's another thing. If you have specific co-hosts that you want to see come back, you can write in an email. You can write in and say, hey, I want to see Mark on every show.
Every show.
Or I don't ever want to
see... Even if it's just like a walk-by. I'm like, hey, and then I just leave.
Yeah, exactly. You could say, I want Sean Creel for 3 shows and Mark for 4 shows. Whatever.
One extra show.
Or you can just straight up say, I never want to see Kyle on a show again. That's fine, too.
It's been Kyle bashing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what happens when you leave the show. You just get bashed. You need to know that.
Exactly.
So anyway, please help us out with all that stuff. I'd greatly appreciate it. And I'll let everyone know what happens when Smokey and the Boys or Smokey and the Bois comes out.
Can you even get that beer here?
It'll just be through the Rare Beer of the Month Club. So, you know, so we'll just have to, you know, people will have to live vicariously through us when we taste it.
Or you could sign up for Beer of the Month Club.
Yeah, beermonthclub.com. It's the Rare Beer of the Month Club there is phenomenal. I have not had a beer from them yet that was bad. I'm going to be honest. Interesting. Really good. So anyway, we've gone pretty long. We're at 46 minutes at the moment. I mean, when you party, you party. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We really, really appreciate you doing so. Big shout out to Stu. And thank you so much.
Stu Hart.
Keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.